USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in November. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will face off in November based on yesterday's results to become Arizona's first woman senator. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Senator John McCain's body lying in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally of Arizona, who won the GOP Senate primary yesterday, remembered McCain's sense of humor in her remarks last evening.
Senator McCain came to an event for me when I first ran for Congress. And he told the crowd there that the main difference between the two of us was that my takeoffs equal my landings, unlike him. And that I shoot down airplanes and he gets shot down. In his words.
Two people are dead after a fatal construction mishap near Walt Disney World in Florida. Orange County Fire and Rescue saying the two workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors early today when it gave way and they fell to their deaths. A third worker hung on and was able to climb to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation will have to endure near record heat for another day. Heat indexes today will be close to or above 100 degrees from the deep south to New England. And the National Weather Service says in Boston, hot temps and high humidity will create conditions that will make illnesses very, very likely today. So folks around Beantown are urged to take some special precautions. Defense Secretary James Mattis saying he's working in coordination with the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's diplomatic efforts when it comes to North Korea. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea, Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no change to the exercise program at this time.
He says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. I'm Wendy King.
And Bob Costas may be leaving NBC Sports. The veteran sports announcer reportedly holding discussions with NBC to be let out of his contract, which is to run through 2021. Last year, Costas said he was ending his record-setting run of 11 years as primetime host of the Olympics. He's been the lead announcer in the World Series and the Super Bowl as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.